Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very important weekend coming up, which we're very excited about, and we're very excited about now. We've got the Chief Constable of Merseyside Police, Andy Cook, with us, and Detective Constable Tracy O'Hara with us. Hi, welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome. Chief Constable, you really have got yourself into this Pride thing, and you've got behind the hate crime. You've got the airways. Why have you got involved so much?
I think it's really important, Pete. I mean, first of all, Pride is a great event for Liverpool. And it's much wider than that across the country. But here in Liverpool, it's a way of bringing together a lot of people who can celebrate the diversity of Liverpool and this region. And it is an exceptionally diverse region. And it shows from a policing perspective as well that we are part of our community. We don't sit outside it. We're part of our wider community. And we reflect our community. So I'm very proud of the links that Merseyside Police has with Pride. I was very proud last year to be the first Chief Constable of Merseyside to actually walk on Pride and march with a lot of my colleagues, both LGBT colleagues and non-LGBT colleagues. I think it's important to say that because we have a fantastic approach to our workforce in Merseyside, and it's quite simply this, that we welcome everybody, we enjoy everybody being different, everyone reflecting the community in a different way. And by doing that, we work best together. We understand each other far better and we protect our communities far better. So we're proud of what we do. We're proud of our involvement in Pride and we're proud of all our staff, LGBT and non-LGBT staff, who will be supporting Pride.
And of course, you've got police officers who are members of the LGBT community.
Not only members, but leading lights in the LGBT community in police nationally. Tracy, who has this year been recognised by the Queen for her work, receiving the Queen's Police Medal for her work in relation to LGBT nationally, is an ideal example of it. And we have many, many other colleagues, both police officers and police staff, who work hard and tirelessly to ensure that Merseyside Police is the employer of choice for an awful lot of people across our community.
Tracy, growing up, did you ever think in your wildest dreams you would be a police officer?
I think I thought I would be a police officer. I think I thought I'd be Christine Cagney, to be honest. But I never suited the skirt or the handbag. I did want to be a police officer, but I never dreamt that I would be in this position, this privileged position, to be able to be me and bring my true self to work. I just never, especially when I joined the police in 1996, I definitely didn't think that I would see days like this and events like this and be involved in Pride, no.
Do you get respect at work?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think people understand. People want to ask more questions now in the police. I think we've moved on from what to say and what not to say. I think so. I think there's still some pockets of homophobia and transphobia, But yeah, I think definitely more. We've definitely got a better culture now of wanting to learn from each other and wanting to know, you know, what people are about. So yeah, I think I'd like to think there's some respect there for the work that the network does as a whole. Yeah,
it's interesting because we've got three generations around this table. I'm a 71-year-old man. Last week we had 50 years that it was legalised that you could be a homosexual. And I lived through that when you two were children, which really is quite scary. And the police were my enemies, make no mistake. And it was a frightening world we lived in. I was a young 18-year-old boy who'd just come out of a mental institute after being cured of being gay. And you still lived within... Andy, it's really changed, hasn't it?
It's changed massively, but let's be honest, it's not perfect.
No, it's not.
Problems.
Oh, no, it's
we
not.
We still see problems, mm-hmm. We still see ignorance, we still see hate. And one hate crime is too many on the streets of Merseyside. Let's be quite clear about that. And we will forcibly, as Merseyside Police, address any hate crime across the whole region. Mm. And we're proud of the way that we do that. But there are issues, and the organisation itself isn't perfect. As Tracy quite rightly says, we'll make mistakes. There will be some bigotry because we reflect our community. I think now, though, through the work that Tracy and her colleagues have done, there's a far greater understanding and a far greater acceptance that there's no difference here. Mm. We are all police officers. We're all members of police staff. That's the important thing. We're all protecting our communities together. And it doesn't matter what your gender or orientation is or anything else. Everyone will be protected in the same way by Merseyside Police. And that's what we want as an organisation for our community.
Tracy, it's Pride this weekend. Let's go back to basics. Explain what LGBT And Others is now part of it, isn't it? Is it And Others? Has that been tagged on at
like
the end?
Like the LGBT plus.
Yes.
Kind of, it's more
oh,
of
it's
a,
plus.
Kind of, it's more, yeah,
right.
I think that's more a...
Explain what the organisation's about.
Pride itself, you mean?
No, the LGBT first.
Well, it's about people being lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans and being part of either, you know, a network of people, of like-minded people, or an organisation as such. So for us, our network's been going for a lot of years and is very well established. But it covers people right across the spectrum. So it could be, you know, especially under the trans umbrella, where people may identify, you know, may undergo gender reassignment surgery, or it may simply be somebody who lives as female but presents as male in the workplace, etc., and vice versa. So for us, you know, to have sort of that diverse workforce, as the chief alludes to there, it can only breed a climate of understanding and of knowledge, can't it? And that's what the network tries to do. We try to ensure that we represent, you know, when we speak to new recruits, for example, we've, you know, I speak to them, we have a trans guy in the organisation who speaks to them, a young bi woman who speaks to them. So they do get a real reflection of the fact that it is okay to be you and it is okay to be yourself, and you can still go on and be a detective or go on and be, you know, a dog handler or, you know, whatever role you want to do in the police, you can do irrespective of whether you're LGBT.
Pride's come on immensely. Mm. I was on the first one. Mm. I'll never forget it as long as I live. It was on a lorry down the street by Dale Street, and a drag queen decided to slag off the audience on the street. It was awful. It made all the papers. It was terrible. Now, it's quite magical. Yeah. And for me, a lot of people have said to me, what does it mean to you? To see the ex-Lord Mayor standing with his partner on St. George's, and I'm getting upset now, because that meant... Mm.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That spoke volumes. That, yeah. So... Tell us what Pride's about.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, I've spent a lot of years going to Manchester Pride, and I never dreamt that Liverpool, the city that I've obviously adopted as my home, would have just an event like it. I was there in the first one in 2010, and I remember it was, you know, it was great, but it, you know, especially for the police, there was only a few of us in it. And now, I mean, last year just blew me away. I mean, you talk about getting emotional about things, to have your chief constable stand there and addressing an audience where you've got the youngest of cadets to the specials who volunteer to work with us to LGBT and non-LGBT police in that massive contingent in uniform with their T-shirts on, just being proud and being visible with it, I just think is massive. And Pride now in Liverpool, I think, is really on the stage. I mean, it really is on the map around the world as a pride to come to for other people, whereas I think previously people have gone to Manchester or they've gone to London or they've gone maybe to around the world, and now they look at Liverpool and go, you know what, it's a celebration, it's a family event as well. That's the bit I loved about it, especially last year. It's a two-day event. You know, you see families there, you see younger people there. And I do a lot of work with young people who would never dreamt of getting involved with the police or would never think that the police could be somewhere they could work. And when we tell them stories, even from my generation, and obviously I listen to your story, they would never believe that that would even happen. You know, people could never believe that I could never be out at work for the first 5 years of my career. I just didn't tell anybody. I just wasn't out at work. But nobody believes that now because the generation and the culture is so different because we have that openness. And I don't even think it's just for a weekend in this city now. I think it's a lot better throughout the year. You know, there's a lot of different events on, isn't there? There's a lots of diversity in this city. There's Homotopia, we have LGBT History Month, we have Idaho events. You know, there's a whole calendar now around LGBT matters in this city. So it doesn't appear that it's just that one weekend that we turn up and be ourselves. It's right through the year, and it's fab.
Chief Constable, you've gone one step further this year, and you've got a car which has been beautifully decorated.
We have our Pride car, which is not just for show. It actually goes out on patrol across Merseyside every day. It's a proper police vehicle. And we're very proud of it. And it's there to send a real message out that this is part of what we do, and it's not just something we do once every year.
Yeah.
It's not. This isn't just about one day for Pride. This is about the approach of Merseyside Police throughout. Because the important thing for me, firstly, internally, I want my staff to be confident to be themselves. I don't want them to feel they have to pretend to be something that they're not.
Yeah.
And I want them to celebrate whoever they are. And that's really important. And I want the public of Merseyside to say that Merseyside Police are there to protect everyone across this great county. And we will do so without fear or favour. And we will do so because we reflect our communities quite rightly.
We've spoken many times now on radio about how the police have changed. Can you honestly believe right now, when you were a cop growing up, that this is the way the force has gone, that we have at last had acceptance of Tracy and me, who are just human beings anyway?
Absolutely.
Our sexual orientation's our own business. We don't do any damage or any harm to anyone. Can you believe, as a police officer and the chief, that the police has changed so much?
Times were very different 30 years ago, but I think it's important to remember 30 years ago I worked with some very open-minded people and some people who were very, very supportive. But the general prevailing attitude was quite harsh, and certainly it was very, very difficult for police officers to be themselves 30 years ago. Very difficult. And Tracy's verbalised that very well. Not everyone felt comfortable. I would hope now, I'm not sure it's the case, but I would hope now, 30 years on from there, that everyone is able to be themselves in Merseyside Police and not have to pretend to be anything else. Because everyone gets supported. We are a fair and equal opportunity employer. But more importantly, we're one big team. And we'll always be one big team, keeping the people of Merseyside safe. And I think that's really important. We work together. We keep people safe. And I think we're very, very good at it.
Detective Constable Tracy O'Hara, got to ask, why did you get the medal?
It was for distinguished services to policing, and it was around my LGBT work for the last 15 years or so of doing a lot of work.
So there's loads of plus for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've come out, you've got a medal.
I tell you.
I've come out, I've not had a medal yet.
Yeah, I tell you, honestly, I do pinch myself, I really do. I'm shaking my head when you're asking that question about, can you believe that you would see this? I honestly would never. If you'd have said that, you know, you would have your chief marching in Pride. I've watched the chief in Manchester march for years and just thought, I wonder if one day it could happen to us and for us. And the difference it makes to staff. I speak to so many guys and girls in the cops and they will say, you know, to see what we see now, because, you know, the chief does a vlog every week and talks about this stuff and gets it into people's thinking. It's the subliminal messages within the police are so important now, and you cannot underestimate the impact it has on staff. You know, a lot of guys now coming into the police, married, you know, they've got families, they don't think twice necessarily about being out and being open and talking about their lives. I don't think you would have seen that 5 or 10 years ago. And when your boss says it's okay to be yourself and it's okay to be you, then that's, it doesn't get a more powerful message than that, does it? And to lead a pride march, especially in these times where, you know, you look at some countries and the police are you know, locking people up who are at prides, and they, you know, people are being banned from being in uniform in pride. For us to have this that we have in this city, it really is a privileged position, and it shouldn't be underestimated by anyone.
You mentioned before families. What I love about Pride is the atmosphere. I love people bringing the kids down because it's just fun, and they see a group of human beings having a good time. The music's great. The atmosphere's great. Everybody seems to enjoy it. It's great to see families.
This is the beauty of the police and the network in the police, because we've got a lot of people who are mums, dads now, who are bringing their kids. They're with us. They're going to have the T-shirts on. They'll be with us. You know, they're the little munchkins of the police. And, you know, they are, you know, for them to want, you know, to bring their own kids to be with the police in Pride Parade, it's quite something, isn't it? That you know, that is something that someone thinks to do. I just think is brilliant.
To finish off, what would you say, Tracy, to people now who are thinking about coming to Pride on Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, just come down. Honestly, just come and have some fun. I just think it is such a celebration. And when I go, I wish every day was a Pride day. When I'm at Pride, I wish every day could be a Pride day. So, come down, have some fun, come and speak to us, come and have a picture taken with the car, come and have a picture taken with the chief, with whoever. I mean, there's some fabulous photographs last year. You know, just come down and talk to us. If you're thinking about joining us as a career and you're worried about whether you can be gay or you're trans and you want to join the police, come and have a chat with us. That's why we're there. We'll be there all day. You know, we'll be around and about, you know, with, you know, selfie sticks and all the rest of it. So I'd come down, you know, be safe, come and have some fun.
I'm glad you mentioned the picture with the car, because as we speak, we're putting a photograph up on social media right as we speak of me with the car.
Excellent.
Looking $1 million. The car, not me. Chief Constable Andy Cook, it's Pride this weekend. Your message to everybody?
Come along. It's fun. I was there for the first time last year. I had a fantastic day, and it'd be a fantastic weekend. People will be safe. People will learn about a lot of things that they should learn about as part of Merseyside's culture. But the main thing is, the smile never came off my face last year for the whole way round. The support we got off people as we were walking around was fantastic. unilaterally positive. Everyone was positive. Everyone was smiling. Everyone was cheering us. And in this difficult time for policing, and it is a difficult time for policing, that support is great to see, even great to see in such a diverse city such as Liverpool, where we will have a great weekend.
I've got to ask you, I've got to speak my mind. Did anyone tweak your bum?
My bum wasn't tweaked, Pete, and that's not an invite for it to be tweaked, I've got to say.
Did I ever think in a million years I could say to the Chief Constable of Merseyside Police, that's how the world's changed. Yeah. I'm at Pride on Sunday on stage, which is great, which should be interesting because I'm at the Grapes on Sunday as well. So I'm going to be running up, introducing, going back, running up, going back. It should be interesting. It's great. Thank you so much, Chief Constable of Merseyside Police, Andy Cook, and Detective Constable Tracy O'Hara.